Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio,
and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Thank you once again for tuning into the most delicious hour on radio. You're listening to On the Menu Live. My name is Matt Russell, and I am ready to transport your palate to paradise, because this is the time when we are going to take you on a virtual trip to the islands. In fact, this destination for our hour-long show today is Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue, 6310 East of Tankerville Road, just kind of where Tankerville and Wilmot and Pima all intersect. Just look for the big pink sign and follow your nose to the slow and roasted pork and all of the great things coming out of the islands. Wonderful island-inspired eats here at Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue. In fact, we are dedicating this entire hour to one of the great events as a culinary and cocktail enthusiast. We are coming up on Dine Out for Safety, which is next week. So the entire show, we're going to be talking to some of our local celebrities who are a part of Dine Out for Safety, helping this great organization do some wonderful work in this community and do it all against the backdrop of memorable culinary and cocktail moments. And with us now, in her inaugural, her debut appearance in the coveted celebrity co-host seat, she's the vice president with Kodak and the Southern Arizona Center Against Sexual Assault, our very good friend, Christine Hall. Christine, how are you?
I'm great. Aloha, Matt.
Aloha.
You know, maybe I should feel just so calm and relaxed, and like I'm waiting for my Mai Tai. But they don't have them here.
They don't have Mai Tai, but we are going to raise our glass in just a minute. But you know what? Just hearing you say aloha almost inspires me to just sort of slow down a little bit. I don't know how to do that.
You're so excited, and I appreciate that.
But anyway, we are celebrating the aloha spirit. But let us raise our glass in tradition as we do every Saturday at 5 o'clock. I have chosen, just for this broadcast, from the Maui Brewing Company. We are drinking a gorgeous coconut porter, robust dark ale with hand-toasted coconut and hints of mocha. I don't know how they say cheers or salute on the islands, but to your health. Here we go.
Let's Mahalo.
Let's take a little sip here.
I don't know.
Almost where savory and sweet intersect with a beer.
Delicious.
Lovely mouthfeel. Anyway, Dine Out for Safety coming up next week.
Yes,
you gotta give us all the information,
because
you guys have been doing this for 21 years
now. This is the 21st year of Dine Out for Safety. It is a fabulous event. Really fun, really a no-brainer. Don't buy groceries this weekend, for Wednesday night at least. Don't do the dishes on Wednesday. Come and dine out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And proceeds support survivors of sexual assault at the Southern Arizona Center Against Sexual Assault.
Wonderful. Now, this is like this is a month that was it National Sexual Assault Awareness Month?
Yes, it is.
And that's sort of the backdrop for this very important event that's happening. And you say it's next Wednesday.
Wednesday, April 19th, all day long, 23 local restaurants participating, donating up to 20% of your bill to support, again, survivors of rape.
20%? Okay, that's a big number.
That's huge.
Okay, and
it's huge
on
commitment.
On the whole kind of percentage night spectrum,
absolutely.
20% is at the high end of the spectrum. So you've got restaurants across Southern Arizona that have said yes to the Southern Arizona Center Against Sexual Assault, that have said yes to Kodak. They really want to be a part of this community experience, and they're saying, come one, come all. Dine out. Start in the morning. We're actually going to be talking with a good friend of ours who gets busy very early in the morning, a little bit later on in the show. Start out in the morning and basically eat your way through the day. Go into late night and know, if you're dining at a participating restaurant, 20%, up to 20% of the proceeds are going to go support these local programs. So who are some of the restaurants that are participating? I mean, these are our heroes in this community.
We have a really great lineup again this year. We start with Brother John's Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue. For dinner. Dedicated, one of our gluten-free restaurants here for breakfast, lunch, and a reservation-only dinner. So if you live kind of on the east side, you can make a reservation for dinner or just stop by for breakfast, lunch, or anytime during the day.
Nice.
Feast.
Chef Doug Levy.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you can't say enough about
different menu
Chef Doug
every
Levy.
Month.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to hear something that's on the menu right now?
Let's do it.
Sauteed Alaskan halibut and shrimp with pink peppercorn cantaloupe sauce and cucumber chervil risotto.
That is vintage Doug Levy.
Totally. He's the only one who can make that taste good. I am sure of it. So different menu every month. Go by and check it out. Lunch and dinner. I would recommend getting a reservation there as well.
Absolutely.
It fills up for Dine Out for Safety. Fiamme Pizza. This is a newer restaurant at Swan and Sunrise. Really drop in and grab a pizza, take it home, watch your favorite shows. No problem.
Love it.
Real easy. And then just kitty corner from that, also at Swan and Sunrise, is Finney's Landing.
One of my go-to places. I love Finney's. Again, Sunrise and Swan, great place. I see they're going to be doing this Florida Keys, Caribbean, Mexico, Baja kind of style cuisine. They're going to be participating as well. Our good friends, Gentle Ben's, I see, Gourmet Girls. Bookmark, we're going to be talking to Susan Fulton here a little bit later on in the show. Kingfisher, Mama Luisa's, Noble Hops. What I love about these restaurants is it looks like most, if not all of them, are members of the Tucson Originals. What does that say about that organization?
Something to be said for that. Absolutely. They're really committed to our community and to the issues that impact us most. In fact, sexual assault really does. I mean, this is a fun event, and we try to make it lighthearted so that people come out, and we get a twofer where we get to educate folks about what is sexual assault, how prevalent is it, and who's in the community to support people who might be impacted. So every 2.5 minutes, someone is impacted by rape or sexual assault. That's a huge number. One in five women will experience rape in their lifetime. I mean, we are in a college town, and rape is extremely prevalent on college campuses. So it's important for everyone in our community to know not only that there are resources like SACASA here to be their advocate, to be there when crisis strikes, and to be there in the long run for therapy and other healing over the years, but also that our community supports them. Our restaurants are stepping up and showing it. On April 19th this year, hordes of people come out to dine out to show their support, their empathy, their compassion, and just to stand among survivors as well.
I love that. You got to eat.
You got to eat.
You got to drink. So let's just eat and drink and libate and feed and do that against the backdrop of a great cause.
Absolutely.
Support Dine Out for Safety. We've got Saz, Creole Kitchen of Cocktails, The Scented Leaf, both locations of Vero Amore, Yellowbird Coffee, Borderlands Brewing, Public Brewhouse, Tap and Bottle. The list goes on and on. Is there a place online where people can start to navigate the topography of the day?
Absolutely. That's pretty easy. It's called dineoutforsafety.org. dineoutforsafety.org. You can see the list of which restaurants are participating for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. Plan out your day. Send out your Facebook posts. Call your friends. Get your family. Make it a fun time for everyone to get together.
Now, people want to know, how is Christine Hall going to be celebrating? I mean, you're going to start early in the morning and just
work your
way through?
I always do. Last year, I was out bright and early at Gourmet Girls doing TV broadcasting, really continuing to promote, and then enjoying some biscuits and gravy
of course.
I was done there. And then I just head to the next place. I know at lunch this Wednesday, I will be at Vero Amore. Lots of food
so many
for
great
me,
places.
Too.
Well, anyway, I am so delighted, Christine Hall, that you have gotten behind this great community cause again for the 21st consecutive year. Dine Out for Safety happening next Wednesday, early in the morning to late at night. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks so much.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, another participant in Dine Out for Safety, Mike Malazzi from Borderlands Brewing Company, is going to talk about suds and great causes. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries, topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy, paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the beach in Hawaii. And listen to how great the reception is. Actually, it's the closest you can get without leaving Tucson. We're live from Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue, 6310 East Tankerville Road, here hanging with our celebrity co-host from Kodak and Sikasa, Christine Hall. Having a great time here at Mama's.
Indeed.
Anyway, we're drinking.
Waiting for the spam, though.
Waiting for the
Where's the spam?
You're like, can the back of the house hear that? We need some spam, guys. Well, anyway, I'm trying to think about the great segue between spam and suds. But anyway, we're drinking beer right now, celebrating the wonderful Maui Brewing Company Coconut Porter. But there's a guy in town who has been at the heart. He has been the pulse of the local brewing community when he made downtown home for Borderlands Brewing Company, multi-award-winning brewer at Borderlands, the Honorable Dr. Mike Malazzi is with us. Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, we're having a great time here at Mama's. Sorry you couldn't be here. I know you guys got a big event at Borderlands today. In fact, Mike Malazzi, when do you guys not have a big event going on down there?
It's a great question. You know, we just try to be involved in the community, and that's why we really wanted to be a part of Dine Out for Safety.
Well, you know, I was just going to ask you. I mean, look, you are probably approached daily by organizations that want to have you involved, that want you to participate. What is it about Dine Out for Safety that you just say, when you sit down with Miles and the team, this is something that Borderlands absolutely must be a part of?
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of, you know, sexual assault happens when alcohol is involved. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a role to play for servers and bars to help intervene and stop it from happening. And we're actually getting ready to start a training program to educate our servers about how to do that.
I'm so glad you're going to be involved in that. That is paramount.
I mean, I don't know what to say, frankly. I mean, you know, I guess it's sort of easy to say, yeah, we're going to be involved. And we're going to give, you know, X percent to support this great community. But it really sounds like culturally, Mike, that Borderlands not only is subscribed to the mission of this organization, but you got some skin in the game, too. You're really taking this seriously. This community's hat is off to you, sir.
Thank you. I mean, it just reflects the awesome community we live in and how involved and conscious people are here.
I love it. Well, you know, awesome communities have to have awesome beers. of course, you know, you guys are selling some show-stopping beers. You're going to be doing some really cool stuff, actually, on April 19th for Dine Out for Safety. What do you guys have up your sleeves this year?
Well, we're going to have some live music at the brewery that you can come enjoy. And we're going to have a bunch of new beers on tap. We're getting ready to release our summer seasonal, which will be an apricot pale ale. And we'll be wrapping up our spring seasonal, which was a citrus shandy, and it was made with a local fruit from the Ishkashita Refugee Network.
Wow, that's really neat.
Boy, so 5:30 to 9, April 19th. The address is 119 East Tool, Borderlands Brewing Company. We're talking to Dr. Mike Malazzi, one of the partners.
Hey, Matt, they can actually start when Borderlands opens.
Oh, they can?
That day. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Borderlands is on all day that they're open.
And that all
and we'll be there.
To Dine Out for Safety?
That's right. That's right. If you have the type of gig where you can drink a beer at noon, please. Please go. Please.
That sounds great.
You know, in Europe, it's totally socially acceptable to have a beer at lunch, so come on over.
Absolutely.
Of course. You know, I, of course, Mike, as you know, I have the privilege of emceeing the Tucson Born and Brewed Tucson Beer Cup event at the Hotel Congress, and it seems like, you know, every year the envelope, please, oh, look, Borderlands won again for best specialty beer. I got to ask you, did you have, you and Miles and the team, did you have any idea that German chocolate I think it was the Noche Dulce. Did you have any idea how popular that beer was going to be? I mean, that really has kind of redefined that category on the Sud scene since that event.
Absolutely. It was actually kind of just a whim that we decided to take it up to a barrel-aged beer festival in Phoenix, and it started creating a lot of buzz, and one of the beer bloggers rated it the best beer at the festival, and then we were like, maybe we have something here.
Is absolutely, Christine. Have you had a chance to try the German chocolate beer there at Borderlands?
My husband talks about it all the time. All the time. He is quite a beer guy.
Tell us a little bit about this summer seasonal. So you've got an apricot pale ale. Where are you getting your fruit, buddy?
We're actually going to be using an apricot ribose tea from Maya Tea Ooh. Company. I know you know Manish.
Manish Shah, another hero. Oh my gosh, an apricot tea.
Yeah, and so it'll be a really nice, light, drinkable beer for the summer. And don't worry, because German chocolate is coming back for our winter season.
Yeah, I mean, you would have a community up in arms, Mike Malazzi, if you took the German chocolate off for a long period of time.
Yeah, they kind of already are, but, you know, we want to
What else? Hoard it.
What else do you have on tap tonight over there, Mike?
Right now we have our Tule Avenue IPA. We also have our Cherry Cerezo, which was a collaboration between Hermanos in 1912. We have our Prickly Pear, our Noche Dulce, our Citrana. And we actually have some Dragoon beer on tap right now because we ran out of beer for the event that we're having this weekend.
Well, you know, another example of the collaborative culture that exists among all of our local brewers. Mm-hmm. Mike Malazzi from Borderlands Brewing Company. We want everybody to go see you. Make sure that Borderlands is on your circuit tour of destinations on April the 19th. Again, he and his team are participating in Dine Out for Safety. Go over there, have a few beers. Know that the money raised is going to go to such great programs in this community. And Mike, I got to tell you again, from the bottom of all of our hearts here at Mama's, everything that you're about, everything that makes Borderlands tick is really manifest in your commitment to this great organization. So thank you one and all, and I hope you're as busy as you've ever been on Wednesday.
Yes, thanks. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thank you guys. Good to talk
cool.
to you.
Mike Malazzi from Borderlands Brewing Company. Always fun having him on the show. Now, look, we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank some sponsors. And when we come back, the Honorable Susan Fulton from Gourmet Girls Bistro and Bakery is right on the other side of this break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I've always said that food should make you feel good. It should cater to your comfort and anchor the very moments that memories are made of. So why not make some memories tonight at Tucson's Comfort Table, Commoner & Co. The story begins with a bounty from behind the bar, with specialty cocktails, local and regional craft beers, and super fun wines that you may not have seen anywhere else. Then it's the cuisine that takes center stage, with the freshest ingredients from the land and sea that weave their way through a seasonally inspired menu. Feeling comfy yet? Bring it all together with an atmosphere that's built around community, around conviviality, and yes, around comfort. And you've experienced what a memorable meal is all about. Happy Hour is 7 days a week, with dinner served nightly and a neighborhood brunch on Sundays. And the comfort is always complimentary, of course, at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. and you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue, 6310 East Tankerville Road. Come on out here and join the party. We're having a great time with our celebrity co-host from Kodak and the Southern Arizona Center Against Sexual Assault, Christine Hall. We're talking Dine Out for Safety.
Yes, we are.
This is like the official...
April 19th, next Wednesday.
Official
this Wednesday.
Guide. This coming Wednesday, April 19th, start early in the morning. Eat and drink your way through the day, have a couple of beers, you know, have get some food on the tummy, go into late night. But as you say, dine out for safety. To do it right, you got to start in the morning.
Absolutely.
And where are we going to start in the morning on Wednesday? We're going to start at Gourmet Girls Bistro and Bakery. And I have to tell you, what better person to come and represent this great Northwest Side eatery? Our good friend Susan Fulton is in the house. Susan, how are you?
Hey, everybody. I am awesome. It's wonderful to be here at Mama's. And you can't see me, but I have to tell you, I am wearing a Mama's t-shirt.
Yes, you
that
are.
Says Sugar Mama on it. And I am so excited. Josh gave this to me. I'm never taking it off.
That's our hashtag for the hour, Sugar Mama. Susan
yeah.
Fulton, our resident Sugar Mama.
That is me.
Is in the house.
I also want to tell you that this Sugar Mama, if you guys have never met her, seen her at Gourmet Girls, she always has a streak of color in the front of her hair. And right now, it's green and teal. And teal is actually the color for sexual assault awareness. So thanks,
oh
Susan. Sugar Mama, for representing.
Yeah, call me Sugar Mama.
Well, before we talk about Dinah for safety, I gotta say, I saw Chef Mary on KVOA, I don't know, recently, just a few days ago.
Yeah.
Making a gorgeous springtime Easter salad, that salmon. I mean, I just wanted to run down to the KVOA studios and just roll up my sleeves and get busy. That looked like a beautiful dish.
That is a lovely dish. We'll be featuring it tomorrow for Easter and probably holding it over afterwards. And Chef Mary is just so awesome on television.
She's really just a star. She is
a star.
And she just has such great love with what she does. And, you know, when you're talking about a memorable culinary experience, the passion about food, the flair for food, that's so much a big part of the experience. And no one has a flair and passion more robust than Mary and Susan at Gourmet Girls.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely love it. So anyway, Dine Out for Safety. You are getting busy. You are going to be up bright and early on Wednesday morning. Now, I'm thinking this is like Christine and I said, Gourmet Girls would be a great place to start the day, right?
Absolutely. And if anyone was listening to our ad a few minutes ago on your show, it's the Wake Up Happy Hour. I think we may be Tucson's only morning happy hour.
I'd say
that's the best way
enough
to start your day.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
24-karat gold margarita to start Dine Out for Safety. And then what kind of things are your guests going to be enjoying on your breakfast menu on Wednesday?
Well, there's always the fabulous biscuits and gravy. You can't go wrong on that. There's the Bistro Benedict, which features fried kale, hollandaise sauce, eggs, multigrain toast. I mean,
yum.
Does it get any better than that?
Than hollandaise.
Shaved ham, too.
Bullseye. Absolutely.
Yeah,
bullseye.
So good.
What does it mean to Gourmet Girls to be a part of this cause, of this movement, of this experience that's happening on, again, Wednesday, April the 19th? You know, as we asked Mike, I mean, you're probably deluged by requests from organizations wanting you to be a part of them. And frankly, I don't know that I've ever heard Susan Fulton say no to anybody. What is it that that makes you think that you have to be a part of this group every year?
It's just so important. And, you know, it's an issue that thankfully is becoming more out in the open, more discussed. But for so many years, it was not. And Christine, correct me if I'm wrong, but I have the impression that oftentimes people who are abused and don't get help can go on to become abusers themselves.
It is possible, or at least develop really severe other kind of mental health concerns and addictions, because often trauma, when it's untreated, can turn into severe depression, anxiety, right. PTSD, even turning to drugs and alcohol to help cope. So it really does have long-lasting impacts.
And far-reaching. And so to break the cycle of these problems, we've just got to get this out in the open and be upfront about it and do everything we can.
Absolutely. I mean, again, it's that spirit. This is more than just a restaurant that says, yeah, sure, we'll help. I mean, this is something that you care very deeply about. It's coming through. So you're open at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
On, again, Wednesday, April the 19th. And then you're going to be serving breakfast and lunch. What are your hours that day?
7 to 3.
7 to 3 o'clock. And remind all of our listeners exactly where you're located.
We are at 5845 North Oracle, which is just a little bit north of River, a little south of Rudisill.
Cocktails at 7 o'clock at Gourmet Girls, Christine.
Nothing wrong with that for breakfast. Our listeners.
Now, I don't know if you heard a segment before, but I was so encouraged when I'm listening to Christine list the organizations and the restaurants that are participating in Dine Out for Safety. It's like a membership roster of the Tucson Originals. You, for a long time at Gourmet Girls, have been involved, have held leadership positions in Tucson Originals. I mean, that just is a manifestation of what the Tucson Originals is all about, right?
It is. And, it's just amazing. It really is a testament to the group, to the members, the commitment to community, the willingness to always give, always be opening their doors and helping out these wonderful groups.
Love it. You brought something for us to taste.
I did.
What do we got going on here?
We got chocolate brownie bites with ganache on it, just the dieter special.
Oh, my goodness.
And what a coincidence. The coconut porter as a pairing? Are you kidding me? Try it. Christine, you want to share some? Let's do it.
Cheers.
Decadence.
Mm-hmm.
Decadence in every way.
Crunchy
rich,
chocolate chips on the top.
Robust mouthfeel, creamy explosion of chocolate with a chaser of this coconut porter. Swirl around.
That is delicious.
Susan,
I've never eaten on the radio before.
Friend. Don't go away, though, because you're going to be coming back a little bit later on in the show. We're going to take a quick news break and thank some more sponsors. And when we come back, the man of the hour is here, Josh Proctor from Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue. Don't go away. We'll be
Woo-hoo!
Right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious. Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanca Verde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell, and we are partying here in style at Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue, 6310 East Tankerville Road, with our celebrity co-host from Kodak and the Southern Arizona Center Against Sexual Assault. We're talking Dine Out for Safety with our co-host, Christine Hall.
Hello
having
again.
A great time. Happening Wednesday, April the 19th.
All day long.
Sun up to sun down. Go to dineoutforsafety.org for all the information and get ready. Prepare your palates for perfection. I would be remiss, Christine, if I did not salute all of the great organizations that make this show possible. You know what? If it weren't for our lovely sponsors, this show simply would not be able to come to you live, where we celebrate the passion, the camaraderie, the spirit of local, because that's why we are here. So we want all of you to help support these great restaurants, these great retailers, with your money, with your love, with your support. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, the Tucson Originals, Tucson Foodie, Tino's Pizza, Jerry's Cigars, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, and Russell Public Communications, all heroes in the Southern Arizona community. And now here he is, Christine. I mean, I almost get a little nervous when I interview this guy, because he just has a way with
words.
Don't
make his head bigger.
I just want to kind of sit back and just let Josh Proctor talk. But you know what?
I don't think you could do that. Really.
I don't know. I would have to stop talking, which is almost impossible. But you're reminding us we are in the aloha spirit.
That's
right. When we do things aloha style, we just sort of sit back.
Yeah.
We let the waves crash. We let the rhythm of the waves and the air moving the palm trees from side to side. And here he is, because it's just another day at the office, for Chief Operating Officer for Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue, my very good friend, Josh Brock.
Matt Russell, how are you, man?
I'm
daunted by the task of living up to that intro there, but besides that, I'm doing A-okay, man. Living the aloha dream.
And living the aloha dream, and you get to do that every day and call it work.
Absolutely.
Now, where's your grass skirt?
That's in the closet, man. We're on the radio. Who's to say I'm not where? You brought me a grass skirt.
All right.
Fantastic.
Grass skirts all around.
Everyone's got a grass skirt.
All right, now come on now.
I just wasted all this.
Oh, my favorite color, purple.
All right, now we literally are putting on grass skirts because we are at Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue. There's a little Velcro thing there, so it's easy to do.
I don't know what to say, Matt. Thank you.
Well, you know what? I think I've grabbed
Oh, my gosh,
the,
I love it.
All right, I got the kids
I do
version.
Know what to say, Matt. You got me the child size. Yeah.
I
you
still
have a gun.
All right, I think I got the extra
small. Around your neck.
There's no part of the aloha spirit, so you got to feel bad about not getting into a grass skirt.
I'll tell you what, man, Dine Out for Safety.
I know, right? It's coming up.
I mean, I'm looking at all the restaurants, and there's 117 locations of Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue, all participating.
What's
going on with Mama's and Dine Out for Safety? I mean, this has got a pretty cool deal for you guys.
This is a great deal. Well, it's a great deal for Sokka and for Kodak, certainly, and it's a great deal for the community to come together and create awareness for such an important cause. Susan, they were mentioning in the last segment, but having that dialogue, having that transparency, having just a culture where people are talking about things is so important for this issue. And we're very delighted to be a part of the people that are bringing a flashlight to this at all the Mama's locations, like you mentioned. So that's close to campus. It's here on the east side of 6310. It's up at Thornydale and Cortero, and then down in Sowery to everybody's doing the percentage that you just got to mention that you're there for Dine Out for Safety, and we'll be contributing 20% to keep
20%. So you're going right to the top number.
Yeah,
right to the top.
Now, Christine, that actually brings up a good point. So when you come in to Mama's, just mention when you order your food that you are here for Dine Out for Safety. Is that something that we are wanting all of our listeners to do, to actually say that needs to happen?
Yeah, actually, you know, a lot of restaurants, some restaurants do ask you to do that, some don't, but we want every person who comes in and knows about Dine Out for Safety, whatever restaurant they go to definitely just tell the staff there why they're there, so that the restaurants know they're supportive.
Yeah, if the restaurants are going to be participating, I think, I can't speak for all the restaurants in Tucson, but you know, they're involved because they care, but knowing that people are showing up because of that just makes saying yes for the next thing. And, you know, that rising tide just raises all ships. And there's so many worthy nonprofits in Tucson. Actually, I heard the other day that there are more nonprofits per capita in Tucson than anywhere in the country.
That's
and I
true.
Think that speaks volumes about this community, that we have the kind of rich soil where cause-based marketing and cause-based people come to live and to thrive and to support one another, whether it's you know, Kasaka or whether it's Tucson Originals or you fill in the blank. We're heavily affiliated with the Boy Scouts. We got a million causes. We have a person whose whole job is handling percentage days and things like this. So it's something generous. Something we're absolutely invested in because it's the community that supports us, and we need to make sure that we support them right back. And you know that's just part of the Aloha spirit, is having that unity and having that patience to see those things kind of grow and thrive and to be a part of it. You know what I mean?
That's so encouraging. I mean, and he's right, Christine. Aloha, that's the spirit. And when you think about aloha, it's hello, it's goodbye, it's love, it's I'm here, what can we do? Let's just get together, let's just feel, let's just love on each other. And that's what we're really going to be doing. Wednesday is the perfect day to do it. Now, what time are you guys open?
Now, that's the great thing, because we're talking about eating throughout the day. Four locations throughout town. Our earliest opens at 10. But we close our Speedway, the one on Euclid and Speedway there, that closes at 3 a.m. So you could be enjoying Dine Out for Safety even into April 20th for those last 3 hours.
You could even go to Kingfisher's late night and then go to Mama's late night.
Not to be outdone. Mama's right. 3 a.m.
3 a.m. Yeah, we stake the claim.
Okay, so cocktails and gourmet girls at 7 a.m. Work your way through the map and then end up on Speedway
your
at
day.
Mama's with a big kahuna.
That sounds there like a go. Great way to do it. That would be after eating your way through the day to finish with the big kahuna. That would be like a man.
Somebody do it.
Challenge.
Send us a picture.
Right.
Hashtag Dine Out for Safety. I want to see it.
We'll get a bonus gift card in that. Yeah, something's going to happen.
We will
for
do
that,
it. Bonus.
That gastromond.
But I got to tell you, I'm surprised you haven't changed the name of the big kahuna to the Matt Russell plate, because that's all I ever get here. But every time I come here, they're like, dude, really? I mean, that's all you ever get.
Next
I mean,
time you're doing
you
it, Matt, we'll
get
a little sign. I got a marker. This happens fast for you, Matt Russell.
Well, you know, we heard some things about the Speedway location. You know, we were just talking to Maria Maison a couple of weeks ago about Boca.
Uh-huh.
So there's a little shifting, a little maneuvering around. Get us caught up on what's happening with that location of Mama's.
That location, which is our first location, that's sort of the flagship location, is going to be shutting its doors. There's a big old student housing that's going to be coming on in. Bless their hearts. They've taken care of us for a long time. And, you know, people who far above my pay grade started making conversations and having talk about that plot of dirt and decided that someone else was going to have it. And so we are going to be essentially moving from that location up into First and Roger almost
right
the next
on my way
day.
Home.
Yeah, which is great. We're still going to have that delivery. We're still going to have the catering. We're still going to have the great plate lunch that you come to know Mama's for. But then in August, when school opens up again, we're going to be down at underneath the hub there, the student housing that's
outstanding.
Yeah, it's
like, right around the corner.
You could throw a baseball from where we are currently to where we're going to be come August. So we kind of took our main location and then we split it into two, one on First and one just right there on campus. So
when school comes back again and you're down in that hub complex, what happens to First and Roger?
It stays there.
So it's not a pop-up.
It's not a pop-up. It's a whole thing.
It's a net one increase.
It's absolutely a net one increase for Mama location. We go from 5 to 5 to 6.
Just like that. And you'll be at 7 before this show is over. I mean, that's how Sam Alboy and Josh Proctor work.
That's how we do business with the Matt Russell plate, you know, boldly laying a path for us out there. How can we lose?
Exactly. So. And you guys, you still have a location up in Maricopa County?
Yeah, an Anthem there. It's not quite Phoenix. It's not quite Flagstaff. It's Anthem. And they're great. They're doing a luau here at the end of the month. Their chamber is super great. Heather Maxwell up there, if she's listening. Great people, great community, just, again, really involved with supporting the businesses that are around there, keeping local dollars in local economies. Every dollar you spend at a local business, 4 times as much of that fund stays in town, whether that's through tax dollars, whether that's through infrastructure. It's just something to think about when we're making choices about where we want to be eating. You know, never mind the fact that it was alluded to earlier, all the local restaurants that are supporting this great cause, you know, it's a big enough pie and there's a lot of spots at the table for everybody, but where are the nationwide brands showing up for this? You know, it's the community that's supporting the community.
Right,
we're the
right.
ones, you know, we're taking care of each other, and we couldn't be more thrilled to be a part of that up in Anthem as well. They really have that, again, that Aloha spirit, that spirit of unity, that spirit of togetherness. exists. It made it a natural fit for us to move up there.
And so, when you're thinking about the spirit of Aloha at the center of the plate, the plate lunch experience is really what this whole thing is about. Now, you know, Nancy and I go to Maui every 2 years.
Yes.
And one of the, and of course, you know, we got out of our system all the big glorious, you know, there's some wonderful, you know, five-star restaurants, you know, associated with some resorts.
You got that out of your system.
We did all
you're
that.
Done. You're done. You're all full up.
When you want to dine like a local, if you want to say, I want to eat like a native Hawaiian,
yes,
they go to these places that are scattered across the islands. That's all about the sort of the traditional plate.
The plate lunch.
Tell us about that.
Plate lunch, man. It's Hawaii is awesome. It where it's geographically situated has everything to do with how its local cuisine has kind of grown and evolved over the years. A lot of that has to do with plantation culture. When pineapple and sugar showed up, they started bringing in all these plantation workers, and those workers came from far afield, from Japan, from Korea, from China, from Portugal, from Puerto Rico, and they all brought their influences with them, and it all shows up in traditional Hawaiian plate lunch and you know, combos. It's the darndest thing. The thought is that the bento box is where people started showing up. They would bring in, you know, their little to-go containers, usually a little bit of rice, a little bit of, you know, whether it's chicken teriyaki or something with a sauce on it, and they'd pack it up and they'd have it, and then that kind of grew and grew and grew. And then come World War II, GI stationed over there brought Hormel Spam with their rations, and because they stopped fishing during World War II, because there's no fishing, they, boom, Spam is a part of the menu all of a sudden. They eat this next to Guam. Hawaii eats more Spam than the rest of the world. So
what?
It's I'm surprised that Guam. I would have thought like, oh, Milwaukee, but no, it's Guam and then Hawaii. And so you have the influences from Japan, from Korea, from America. Hawaiian brings its own culture and its own food culture to the table with the Kalua pork.
Oh, and my favorite.
And it all shows up at these roadside little, you know, I won't say food trucks, but these little roadside stands where people come and grab a plate lunch.
And that's the idea. You capture that spirit right here at Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue. Now, we talked
about
the Kalua pork. I remember Sam Alboy told me once, I interviewed him for a story I wrote, that with that pork, it's all about low and slow, obviously.
Absolutely.
He says that you cook that pork down between 18 and 22 hours.
Yeah, it's just hanging out in the oven right now, and it's an all-day affair. Yeah, low and slow.
I can't get my head around that.
That is the tempo.
It's like 17 hours is not good enough for Josh Ryder.
we got to get it to that 18 or we send it back.
It is perfection.
He also told me that, now this is going back a couple of years, this might be minus two locations at this point, but when I interviewed him for that story, he was serving 800 pounds of pork a day.
Good Lord, that's an awful lot of pork. The last
only 600 were for me.
The last big number that I learned about us is that we do 2.5 tons of chicken a week.
Oh my gosh.
That was the one that kind of gobsmacked me. So, yeah, that pork number is probably accurate, and then some. Yeah, we'll have to get somebody right on.
Let's get our
Sam. If
our,
you're listening, give us a call.
Yeah, what's the
latest stats on that one?
I brought the chicken to the table. I didn't know Matt was going to have these factoids from years back for us.
Right. Well, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be doing a little trivia question, and whoever gets the right answer and gets it to us first is actually going to get a Mama's gift card.
Darn Skippy!
Again, it's all about charity for you here culturally, but you brought some things out for us to try.
We did. We wanted to highlight a lot of that sort of cultural, again, that unity of cultures that show up. So we brought the Loco Moco, which is going to be rice, burger patty. It's going to have a sunny side up egg, and then beef gravy, which is it's just
big.
I know, it's crazy. You wouldn't think that. Where's the hibiscus? Where's the mango? But it's this big, rich, super hearty thing, and it was all designed to keep people, you know, working in the fields and stuff like
that'll
that.
That'll be last on our table.
And we'll start off with something a little bit
where
lighter.
Should we start?
The spam. I've been waiting for it. Since we got here.
All right. Now, is there a protocol? I see beautiful eggs. I see gorgeous fried Spam.
Do we
the
dip
authentic
it?
Double scoop of rice.
Darn Skippy.
Yeah, I'm going to do the dip thing.
You're going to do the dip?
You're dipping?
Let's do it. I'm going to dip. I'm going to go right in.
Look at this egg.
Look at that.
Spam it up.
Spam should be one of the basic food groups.
It's something else.
My first experience.
You've never had Spam?
What?
Not in my recollection.
Well, you would have recollected.
I wish I could go back in time and have Spam for the first time myself. That would be just heavenly. Are you kidding me?
Reset the clock
like that? Look at you.
We're dipping Spam in over-easy egg yolk.
It's good. I love ham salad, and this kind of reminds me a little bit of that without the crunchy celery.
Beautiful salt coming off
that Spam.
No celery, thanks.
All right, what do we got over here?
And we got Portuguese sausage. Again, this comes with eggs. I haven't had this before either. Portuguese sausage is one of those things. It just showed up.
Dip it.
Coming from across the Atlantic to the Pacific and bringing Portuguese sausage with them, and it's just one of those breakfast things that shows up. Yeah.
I remember last year, Mama's won. 2 years ago, can't remember, the chili cook-off at Jonathan, and I asked Sam, the secret recipe, he put the Portuguese sausage in the chili.
Yeah, we do the Portuguese sausage Spam 1-2 punch when anytime
and the chili? Spam and Portuguese
chili. We did it with jambalaya last year when we got invited.
You got to get in on some of this food here, Susan.
If Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue is an event that's not serving Hawaiian barbecue food, we will be including Spam and Portuguese sausage as our secret ingredient.
This dish actually has movement to it.
It does.
Because when I'm moving them, this is the
Loco Moco.
When I'm moving the dish, there's a little bit of the yolk is doing a little dance.
Oh yeah,
it's like undulating
under the gravy.
Undulating, either like a hula dancer or a volcano, and now you've erupted the yolky volcano.
A gorgeous yellow
flowing down the patty, the beef patty.
All right, Josh, we're going to take just going to go right in head first into this gorgeous traditional Hawaiian plate lunch dish. Let's give away a gift card.
So the big one. So it's always tough to know what to do with trivia questions in the age of Google. But again, just in the spirit of the Kalua pork, low and slow right across the center of the plate. What day did Hawaii become a state?
Oh, that's a great question.
50th state in the union. What day did Hawaii become a state?
Okay, so we want to know the date.
The date.
That Hawaii
became
a state, part of the United States.
The 50th state.
The 50th state in the United States is Hawaii. We want to know the date.
The date.
If you know the answer to the question, send me a note right now on the menu live at gmail.com. Again, on the menu live at gmail.com. First one in with the right answer is going to get a Mama's gift card. Now, don't go away. Susan from Gourmet Girls is going to come back right after
this
break.
Best.
And we got some really great things to talk about in this duration of this live broadcast from Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tucson, are you finding it tough to get rid of those extra holiday pounds that you put on? Maybe you've noticed a little too much wiggle in your walk. Well, there's no better time of year than right now to get up, get moving, and get over to personal trainer Nancy Russell, the official trainer for On the Menu Live. Certified by the American Council on Exercise, the nation's predominant personal training authority, Nancy works with every age group at every fitness level to customize a plan to meet your personal goals, whether it's building strength, balance, endurance, toning and definition, or just overall well-being. Call Nancy Russell today to find out how you can get a personal training session absolutely free. Call 237-9160. That's 237-9160. Your first step towards a new you now.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell with egg yolk dripping all over my microphone at Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue, 6310 East Tankerville Road. We're talking Dine Out for Safety with Christine Hall. Again, Wednesday, April 19th. DineOutForSafety.org. Go out, eat, drink, be happy. Do it all day into the night. Finish up at Mama's on Speedway at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Don't forget.
Well, 259.
Anyway, again, the trivia question is, what date did Hawaii become a state? On the menu live at gmail.com. Now, all of our listeners certainly know Josh Proctor and Susan Fulton that we lost a hero in this community, the restaurant community, in the Southern Arizona community. Pat Connors from Pastiche passed away a few weeks ago. And, I reflected on my own story with Pat and a story that I wrote for Inside Tucson Business.
One of the most
difficult stories that I've ever had to write because I never thought in a million years I'd ever be writing that story. But Pat left so much behind. There's a legacy there. There are stories, remembrances, reflections. You know, Julie and Cole, you know, they're still very much a part of this community. But there is something happening on Monday that I just heard about, and I want to make sure that all of our listeners know about it. What's going on?
It's officially Pat Connors Day. The Board of Supervisors made April 17th Pat Connors Day.
Officially.
Officially. It's on the books. It happened. And members of his staff, former employees of his, are really the ones who did the legwork to make that happen get that through. And we at Tucson Originals and local First Arizona organizations that he was a big part of wanted to honor Pat's legacy. And we've created a Pat Connors Award that we wanted to hand out to the person who most personified the kindness and generosity and community spirit.
Wonderful.
That Pat, there's not enough adjectives to describe what Pat Connors, who he was and what he did for this community and what he did specifically for Tucson Originals and for Local First Arizona. And we wanted to make sure we honor and remember that, him having Pat Connors Day, it was just the time was right for us to keep his legacy alive and to honor the work that he did and other great businesses and restaurateurs do in this community. We're handing out an award on Monday.
This coming Monday. We don't have any information.
If we said where we were doing it, we'd give away the surprise.
It's a secret. Stay tuned.
Okay.
It's a secret.
So it's happening.
A worthy recipient, to be sure. And a lot of them. There's a lot of great people. Pat just was infectious with what he was just the best. And one of the things that he did was bring people together. Mm-hmm. And the people that he brought together were people that wanted to bring people together, and that community just rippled out bigger and bigger. And so it wasn't hard to find somebody deserving in that organization.
I'm eager to know, but we can't say who it is. I understand. I get it. But April 17th.
This thing's broadcast worldwide, man. They're listening,
And April 17th, I think, would have been Pat's birthday, right?
That's exactly why they made it Pat Connors Day.
Right. Now, is something happening in Pastiche, Susan, on Monday as well? Isn't there kind of a community gathering to raise a glass to Pat?
Julie's having a Raise the Toast for Pat's Birthday at 5 p.m., and anyone who would like to come and drink a little toddy for Pat is more than welcome.
I think that's a fine way to do it, because every time I was with Pat, I drank a little toddy.
A little toddy.
I mean, that's the way it was.
A little Jameson's neat.
That's exactly right. What do you miss most about Pat Connors?
The thing about Pat, he walked the walk and he talked the talk. I mean, anyone can say they're going to do something. Anyone can just blah, 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 and there's way too much of that all over the world right now. Pat followed through. Pat did it. Pat didn't make a big fanfare about it. Pat was never look at me.
Right.
He just quietly went out and did awesome, wonderful things. And we miss him.
Yeah, we really, really do miss him. And we want to wish all the best to the new owners of Pastiche.
Yes.
Met them last week.
Did you?
Yep.
They
went
like
in.
Just a wonderful
very
couple.
Nice folks.
Still, carrying on that spirit that is Pastiche.
Absolutely. Same menu. I got to have my favorite mushroom soup at lunch.
Oh, that's great.
It's delicious.
Okay, so that's all happening on April the 17th. Now, how is that going to be announced when we can't? I want to be able to break the news, but my show's only on Saturdays, Josh. But how are you going to be announcing that? Is that for the world to hear? Is it going to be up on a Facebook page?
Yeah, we put out a press release, so hopefully a couple people show up with with the time and the place and all that. And then in years to come, we'll probably figure out a little bit more centralized spot. But for the first one, we thought we would do it. It's lunchtime in the restaurant business. We thought we'd go to the winner as opposed to making them come to us. So.
And like you said, there is a worthy recipient of the inaugural Pat Connors Award that is in the queue. As Susan said, this community is so rich with people that had that same spirit. So year after year after year, there certainly will not be a shortage
of
prospective nominees for this award, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what Josh hasn't said yet is that part of the award to the recipient is a donation of $500 to their favorite charity.
Oh, lovely.
So that just continues Pat's spirit even more.
I love it. Anyway, Gourmet Girls Bistro and Bakery, again, remind all of our listeners exactly where you are so we know where to raise our glass at 7 a.m. on April 19th for Dine Out for Safety.
Where to wake up happy, 5845 North Oracle Road.
There it is. And Josh Proctor of Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue, I'm going to ask you to announce the locations of all of the mamas, but remember, we only have about 6 minutes left.
You're going to end the day at 850 East Speedway.
Right.
You're going to start after Susan's. You're going to go to 8300 North Thornydale.
Yep.
You're going to swing over to the east side at 6310 East Tancredi, and then you're going to head down I-19 to 15990 East Rancho Saurita. get yourself a little bit of Mama's all day long.
You know what? No matter where you live, you're not far from Mama.
It is true.
And that's where, you know, that's where I want my mom. I want her close. And Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue
with Kahlua
there.
Pork.
With Kahlua pork.
And the teriyaki sauce.
And Christine Hall.
And the macaroni.
Remind all of our listeners exactly how they can find out all the information for Dine Out for Safety.
Please go to dineoutforsafety.org. Check out all the restaurants that are participating, what meals they're participating for. Also, we have a great raffle going on. The grand prize is a gift certificate to every participating restaurant. That's over a $750 value.
Gosh.
Yes, raffle tickets are only $10. So you can buy them throughout the day during Dine Out at the participating restaurants or even online. If you can't make it out to one of the restaurants, still support us. We do for general donations. They are tax deductible. And so you can make those again at dineoutforsafety.org or sacasa.org.
All the information there. And when you go back, I want you to give your husband a big hug for me. Kevin Hall, the original Tucson food blogger in this
community.
That's
right.
He was Tucson food dude for years before anyone got active anyway. I'm a big fan. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is On The Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies.
Woo.